The NRA Political Victory Fund points out the Trump administration's defended the right to carry, fought firearm confiscation, eliminated gun bans on 12 million acres of federal land, championed the right of self-defense, and appointed a record-setting number of judges who respect the Second Amendment. In the Texas race for Senate, the NRA fully backs re-election of John Cornyn, who supports pro-gun judges, right to carry, and supports veterans' Second Amendment rights. Cornyn opposes backdoor gun bans and opposes the Bloomberg-Biden plan that'll outlaw most of our regular firearms. Cornyn's liberal challenger, Democrat MJ Hager, earns an F rating from NRA and is typically hostile to the Second Amendment. NRA recommends our friend Roddy Jackson in Texas 13, Jody Arrington in 19, August Pfluger in 11. Note that State Senator Pat Fallon, now the GOP nominee for Texas 4th Congressional District, is the only congressional endorsee who has earned a full A-plus rating from NRA. That brings us to the special election for the Texas Senate seat Fallon's vacating. NRA has endorsed Representative Drew Springer, and in the NRA printed list put out before the SD 30 election formed up, Springer is listed as one of the relative few statehouse members who has earned a coveted A-plus rating. Those voting in the SD 30 race should take this as more evidence to support what I've said. Drew Springer has a proven conservative record. It's not speculative. The others, well, they're a risky roll of the dice. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.